Another day, you?
Yeah, no.
What kind of garage do you have?
What kind of stuff do you
have? Cars, trucks, lawnmowers,
boats.
Slowed up, but yeah, it stops carrying.
Pretty much anything mechanical. I don't do alignments. I do tires.
Well, down here, yeah.
They were blowing up.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
See that girl on the news trying to talk, and she's got the duke and the hair blowing up.
Is it going?
Yep, I believe it is. Let's call the meeting to order. This is a regular select board meeting. Thursday, January 9th, 2025. And the first item up is that we call it to order, and we have, and it is being recorded. Second item up is approval of the minutes of 12-5, 12-24 meetings.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of 12-5 and 12-24 meetings.
Great. Is there any admissions, corrections, or errors?
I did not see any.
I didn't either.
All those in favor of approving the minutes as printed, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Next item up is appearances by local citizens and visitors. And I believe that you had question. So the floor is yours.
A question or comment. I'm doing a feature piece once a month on every town in Orleans County's fire report so that people can know what neighbors may be in need of help rebuilding after a fire or that sort of thing, as well as giving the fire departments the recognition that they deserve. I didn't know who I would contact, and how I would get a hold of them.
Okay. We have a fire chief, Jason Willis, and do you have his number or email? You can give it to her.
Yeah, I can give you his card, actually. Okay.
Supposed to be playing in the water tonight.
Yeah, they're actually up there doing training at the pond.
Oh, okay.
Right now. Throwing somebody through the ice and then going in and getting them.
Well, I'm not going to get a picture, but thank you for that information.
That pond is at the beginning of where the recycle place and then the solar panels will be on that same road.
Perfect.
They did that a few years ago at my house with my load of logs. I took my excavator and put logs over dummies. Well, everybody was going by and thinking I was under the log pile. Well, that was not so good.
Left, so I made you a copy of it.
That works. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. That's it?
That's it.
All right. Anything else?
Anybody
Bob?
Else got
Steve?
Anything?
Nothing? Huh?
I was wondering, I was going to ask you guys about, any thoughts after the groundbreaking down here, now that you're all in the same spot, the groundbreaking for Rural Edges properties and stuff?
Want a comment from us, or?
Yeah, I was wondering, I kind of got yours. I was wondering if they had comments more than anything else.
Just waiting for them to start.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always think the bad things about everything, and I shouldn't.
Yes, you do.
So, just keep your mouth shut, right, Steve? You know, it's a project that's in conjunction with the city of Newport, with Catholic Church and nuns place and
the rectory, yeah.
So if everything works as planned, I don't have a problem. If one project runs out of money, would it affect our project? I don't know. You know?
I'm hoping they've got money for these set aside for us.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yep.
But you know, it's a long overdue, and I think it's going to be great for our community. It will be a focus right in the center of town, and I'm really looking forward to it. You know, a lot of people have tried to straighten those buildings out, and they've been many different things.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be good. I really do. Good. That's cool. It?
Yeah.
We're just waiting.
Everybody in one spot.
Denise wants to start tearing it down. They put a dumpster down there for her that she can go rip boards off the side of the building.
Yeah, it'd be good to see them gone. They're kind of an eyesore. So.
Yeah.
It'd be good to see something other than yellow at the caution lights.
All right. Next up is the road commissioner's report. Mike.
Leonard.
stuff for the truck, hose here, and of course everything, simple hose isn't cheap anymore, so everything adds up pretty quick. Really, been going pretty well. The new truck, I believe, was sent for paint. I've been expecting a phone call any day, and we should have a new truck any day.
Wow.
So that'll be good.
Good.
Forgot all about that.
Yeah, it's been a long time in the waiting.
So the body's all on?
I believe so. Me and Ty went down right before Thanksgiving, and they were waiting for a body. And they had most of the truck set up. So we were down there picking up supplies right before New Year's, and I asked them, it wasn't out in the yard. I asked the manager, and he said, I think it's gone for paint, but I ain't been here. And I should have walked out and shot to look, see if it was still in there, but it shouldn't have been. It had been long enough, so. But I have not heard. Finally got our grader tire swapped this week. That was long overdue. I loaded the rear loader tires. It was a little light on the ass end. I loaded them with windshield washer fluid.
Yep.
And
really?
Yeah. Put 110 gallons in each one.
Yeah. I put 25 gallons in each tire, back tire of my tractor.
No kidding.
Windshield washer fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't freeze, right?
Won't freeze.
It's an extended reach boom on it, so that it stuck out a little further than the average one. And the weight, John Deere couldn't tell us anything for a weight. Loading the tires, they said, wouldn't affect no warranty stuff. So, yeah. So we did that. Crushing didn't happen again. Seems like the same boat every year. We actually did a pile of work down to the pit to prepare for it, and that's why she spent some money. Well, I spent it, and I told her to put it towards the crushing, because we ain't gonna spend that money this year, because it just, the winter came, they weren't ready, they were behind because of the flood. So we still got a fair amount of product gravel from last year, so I think we'll just, instead of trying to do 20 again, we'll just plan on doing the 10. They did us 10 this spring, so.
So you just had them strip some area off?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that front face. Was always told it weren't no good, but we dug a bunch of test holes. Kingdon Gravel actually brought in an excavator for us, a little 312, told us to use it at will and see what we could find. And Ty spent a pile of time digging test holes and back in November and before November. They just took it the other day. But it had been down there, and supposedly no charge. So we were able to see, dig deep holes and see what we had for material on the ground, and it was pretty beneficial.
Good. Still good gravel?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good.
We noticed on the bills, Jimmy Core did some paint work.
Yeah, I got T-boned by a deer back this summer.
Okay.
And it was $800, so rather than let the truck start looking like crap, it weren't really, it just kind of pushed it in a little bit by the gas cap. And I had money in the budget, and we got a $1,000 deductible, so.
Yep, great.
He just pulled it out and fixed her up.
Okay, sorry to interrupt you.
That's fine.
Get to keep the deer?
Oh, yeah, the deer didn't die. No. It just ran away.
It just ran away.
Yeah, it was before deer season, too. Yeah. Really don't have much else. I do got a question on liability with everybody sticking stuff in the road, leaving their cars in the road, right next to the road. It has become an obstacle course more often than not. They park to wait for the school bus to drop off, and you can barely squeeze by them. If I nick them, who's that fault? Is that my fault?
Will be. The only thing you can do is stop and give them one of those letters and date it. Okay? So then you've protected yourself. So if something does happen, they were told, and you keep a copy.
What about the trash cans? To me, that car is no different than the trash can.
You got a wing?
You have to. Well, no, but you have to give them that letter first.
Chuck it up on their deck.
You got to give them you got to give them the letter first.
Because
you should.
There's no common sense. I had one on your road yesterday. I,
And if I get out for every car like that, I'll never plow the road.
And I know what it is. It's that Casella truck that comes. He has to have them outside the road so that automatic arm can grab.
I was told he's got 10-foot reach.
Exactly. So give him a letter. Tell him. And then if it flies the next time, then it flies the next time. They were told.
They're going to just keep flying.
Well.
I ain't got enough time to chase garbage cans all the time.
Steve?
So that Cabela's truck does have a 10-foot.
I was told he has a 10-foot reach. But the problem is most people don't have no place beside their driveway to put it. And they don't want to put it in their driveway, so they block their own driveway. So they stick it in the road.
Yeah, I noticed right over here on 105 the guy does it.
Yeah, they do it at Tuesday mornings.
Yep.
It's bad.
They should be warned first. That's all I can say.
Oh, they've been warned. They've been picking up garbage cans. Every time. Every Tuesday morning they pick them up all around town. I ain't had no phone calls on it, surprisingly.
I can't believe that you can hit that and or have it send it flying or whatever without it getting damaged.
They are tough.
They must be.
Because they fly a substantial amount of time. I mean, they'll go a ways.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm more really concerned about the garbage cans. I'm more concerned. I got vehicles. They just don't move.
I got
trailers on the side of the road that close to the road. You know, we plow all hours of the night. We get tired. And people complain about when we nick a mailbox. You know.
Yeah.
It's really getting, when you're getting tired, it gets irritating.
Again,
you know, the street's 15 feet wide and you stick your trailer right there.
Can you call and have them towed?
Well, it's in our right of way, so in my opinion, I would think it's not the town liable. We got a little thing in our town report that says anything in our right of way, it don't mention that stuff, but it mentions mailboxes and everything else. That says it's not the town's liability.
Well, if you're drawing a fine line between if they're parked on their property, but there's 25 feet from center of the road, it's still their property.
Technically, they own to the center of the road.
Yeah.
Technically.
But we have a right. But we have to do whatever we want to maintain the road.
Right. But if you hit a trailer, I'm sure it's going to be your fault.
They're not supposed to block a right of way.
I'm just because
that's why I say if you give them that letter and say, look, you've got to move it. And if they don't move it, then you can have the police come and have them move it. And you can have it towed to get it out of the way. I know it's time consuming, but it's stuff you have to do.
They just left it there? It's been there for a period of
time? Been there all
winter. Oh.
I got carpenters on Bob's Road that park in the road every damn day. Their driveway is empty. The house they're working on, they just park in the road. They're nice enough fellas. They try to come out, but you want to wait every time you pull in the road for them to move their cars.
I think they're done down there, Mike.
Yeah, the house don't look sighted, so I'd assume they're coming back.
It's been a whole week.
Well, it's been a cold week. I got a feeling they're coming back. It's just,
I don't know what to tell you. There, it's illegal for what
I just, we try. I get by them and I try, but what happens when I get that? I got 3 inches of clearance at best. What happens when I can't? And I accidentally nick them.
You're going to be a call. That's the thing.
I went out the street a week or so ago, and they were still working there. I happened to be on a Tuesday, and I could just barely get between the trash cans that were left in the middle of the road and the line of cars that were parked in the road.
Yeah.
Mike could never get through there with a truck without having a little push and a shove.
It's just...
Yes.
I'm just curious on liability because of, you know...
I guess...
I didn't think we're real liable on anything left in the right-of-way.
No.
Again.
But if you want to be conscious, I guess I wouldn't plow it.
Well, that's why I go into Bob's Road typically once a day. Just, I go in the morning.
People start coming, well, how come you're not plowing? Get your cars out of the road. I can't put my truck through there.
Yeah.
And then we'll start plowing again.
But it's not people that live there that are doing it. That ends up to be a problem, you know.
The people that own the land must have some conversation with the people parking their vehicles in the road.
Well, they should.
They should, yeah.
Well, in that
that's
case,
why if you give
the
them a letter
they're
and say,
there,
hey,
right?
You know, this can't have this. We have to have it so we can maintain the road.
We all do get tired plowing them roads, and when you're
talking inches. I don't care how slow you go. Mistakes happen.
Yep.
That's all I had.
I can't hold you liable, you know? I mean, if you don't think you can go through, don't. Turn around, go home.
I was trapped on your road yesterday by one of your school bus waiters. I'd be rude if I blew my horn.
Well, the bus doesn't go down the road, right?
Sometimes. We got school buses on all these roads. I've seen them all over the place.
I didn't think the bus went down your road.
They do sometimes, but they were waiting at the end of the road yesterday.
Yeah,
they do every afternoon.
Yeah.
Depends.
Because it's the little kids that are they're waiting for. No?
Yeah, they've been down the end. They actually got stuck in a turnaround down there.
Wow. I didn't think they went down the end of the road.
So. Wintertime is always a...
The buses are nonstop. We got high school buses on our roads all the time.
Oh,
see on the church street right here.
Yeah.
A North Country bus. Yeah. Odd places for some of them. That's all I had.
Okay. Well, thank you for bringing it to our attention. When the phone starts ringing, we'll know.
But I will
anything
say
for Mike?
Warn them first.
Anything? Warn them first.
Water, sewer, solar, recycling reports.
We fixed a water leak over on Eastern Avenue on Tuesday. Use has been up. I've been waiting for it to surface. It finally surfaced, and I'm not quite sure if it's gone back to normal yet or not. I haven't added or subtracted the numbers. And it was actually a service line, but due to winter time and we'd already converged on it, we just fixed it. I will try to get him to pay Pepin's bill for digging it. And what do you do? I don't want to lose water if we can't afford to lose water.
No.
Other than that, water's been good. Sewer, nothing really much happening in sewer this time of year.
Solar panels, they
seem to be working the way they're supposed to.
Good. Recycling, we had a meeting in December, and it was a quorum, and the budget passed, so that will get pushed out to all the towns for...
That doesn't get voted anymore.
No. The supervisors vote the budget down there.
Yeah.
But there's been some increases. Pickup fees were increased to schools and towns. Hauling fees were increased to the independents that pick up rubbish around town, and the per capita fee stayed the same. So when we do the budget, we'll have to add monies in there to offset the increases. Okay, moving on. Sheriff's report. Rip.
Yes. Well, we had 25.5 hours of patrol. Tickets, I'm not sure if there was two of them issued, because in the report it says, let me get to the page, it says two tickets were issued, but I don't see where that was. It says four warnings. The paperwork here shows six warnings. Maybe that's a mistake on their part. I don't know. Two of them for no license. Two of them, or one for defective equipment, one for speeding. Those are warnings, I guess. No arrests, and it doesn't show that we are getting any money for the tickets that they supposedly wrote. So I don't know if they're screwing up on their reports to us or not, but my thoughts